نعم. كان بالأمس سؤال عن حديث جعفر رضي الله عنه وأن له جناحين، فراجعت فوجدت الألباني رحمه الله تعالى يصحح حديث رأيت جعفر يطير في الجنة مع الملائكة له جناحان، يصححه الألباني رحمه الله تعالى برقم 1226. نعم.
نعم. So the Sheikh, he said that yesterday there was a question about the hadith of Ja'far, may Allah be pleased with him, that he has wings, and he said that he went back and looked at the commentary of Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah, and he found that Sheikh Al-Albani holds this hadith to be authentic, the hadith in which it says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Ja'far in paradise with two wings and he was flying amongst the angels.
نعم. أيضا جاءني سؤال إذا كانت المرأة عليها قضاء ودين من رمضان ونسيت عدد الأيام ماذا تفعل؟
نعم. And also there was a question that came to the Sheikh about a woman who has to complete something from Ramadan. سؤال شيخ، نسيت شيء من رمضان
عليها قضاء ماذا تفعل؟
نعم. So the question is that a woman has a certain amount of days to complete from Ramadan, but she forgot how much. So what does she do?
فأقول بارك الله فيكم إذا نسيت المرأة عدد الأيام التي عليها من قضاء ودين رمضان تجتهد في تقدير هذه الأيام، هل هي 10، هل هي 20، هل هي 30، هل هي أقل، هل هي أكثر، فتجتهد، هي تعلم أن هناك عدد تقريبي فتجتهد فتصوم هذا العدد، تصوم هذا العدد وتكثر من صوم النوافل ومن الاستغفار، وتكثر من صوم النوافل ومن الاستغفار، وهذا الاجتهاد يكفيها بإذن الله تعالى. نعم.
So the Sheikh, he said that in response to this, he said that in this case, the woman, she needs to find approximately, try her best to find approximately what that number was. He said either it will be a certain number, it might be more, it might be less, it might be 10 days, it might be 20 days. It's something that, yani, there's some number that she must know approximately how much. So she bases her attempt on this approximation, and then she should continue. He said, and this is sufficient for her, what is approximate, and then she should continue by fasting non-obligatory fasts and by making istighfar, by seeking repentance or making repentance, seeking forgiveness.
JazakAllah khair. طيب نقرأ شيء من شرح السنة أو من أصول السنة ولا عندهم أسئلة؟
Do you guys want to read? Do we want to begin Usul Sunnah, or do you have questions now? Usul Sunnah is just going to be some commentary on the beginning. Or if you would like, we can stop now and take questions, and then we can do this later, inshallah. Questions? Asila?
Huh?
She missed his first one, yeah.
She misses Qadr Ramadan. She did not pay until the next Ramadan.
Okay.
She has to pay fidya and then make up the verse. Or she only make up the verse.
Brothers, if you have any questions, you can write them down, inshallah, get them ready. Prepare your questions. Or come close, inshallah, and you can ask. The first question is about a woman who missed Ramadan 1 year and then she made it up. Does she? No? She didn't make it up. No. So she missed Ramadan 1 year and then she did not make it up. Does she have to, what is it? Does she have fidya? Does she have to pay fidya? Or does she have to make it up? Or what is the ruling on this? No. فَهَذَا يَسْأَلْ عَنْ إِمْرَأَةٍ لم تصوم رمضان سنة من السنين ولم تقضي لم تقضي هذا رمضان هل عليها فدية أو عليها أن تصوم ماذا عليها؟ The Sheikh, he is asking first, did she leave it for a reason or did she leave it out of sin or what is the reason that she left it?
She didn't make it up.
No, but why did she leave it? لم تسمي السبب.
طيب ترجمته هذا يعني يسأل عن امرأة فطرت رمضان في سنة من السنوات ويظهر من السؤال أنها فطرت جميع هذا الشهر لم تصم وبالتالي يظهر أنها لغير حمل أو يعني لغير حمل أو إرضاع فإن أفطرت هذا الشهر من باب المعصية عليها أولا أن تستغفر الله وأن تتوب إليه من هذا الذنب ثم ثانيا أن تقضي هذا الشهر أن تقضي هذا الشهر ولا يظهر أنها تؤمر بكفارة وإن قال به بعض أهل العلم لكن يظهر أنها لا تؤمر بإطعام أو نحوه تكتفي بالصيام مع الاستغفار والتوبة والله أعلم.
جزاك الله خير. So the Sheikh, he said that what is apparent from the question is that she missed the entire month of Ramadan and what is apparent from the question is that she missed Ramadan not for a legislated reason such as breastfeeding or after giving birth or the likes. So if it is the case that she left Ramadan, she did not fast that year due to sin or for whatever, then in this case, what is upon her is to fast. First of all, he said what is upon her is to repent and to seek forgiveness from that sin. And secondly, what is upon her is to make up that fast, to make up the fast of Ramadan. And she is not commanded to pay any fidya or pay any kafara. He said what is apparent, even though some of the ulama may have said this, but what is correct, inshallah, is that she is not commanded to pay anything or to feed any of the masakin, any of the poor. Simply, she just has to make that up. Are you able to perform Islam? Are you able to perform Islam? The question is about the Muslims living in a country like Sri Lanka, where it is a non-Muslim country, and they are not able to make hijrah to another country, they are not able to migrate to another country, but they are able to perform Islam. What is upon them? هذا يسأل عن حال بعض المسلمين مثلا في سري لانكا هم في بلد كافر ولا يستطيعون الهجرة إلى بلد آخر بلد مسلم ولكن يستطيعون قيام بالدين يعني أمور الدين يستطيعون يقيم بأمور الدين فماذا عليهم؟
هي أصلا بلد إسلامي؟
لا بلد كافر بلد بوذي بوذيست كونتري بلد بوذي
نعم يعني هذا يسأل يقول هناك بعض المسلمين في بعض بلاد الكفر هو يسكن فيها ولا يستطيع الانتقال إلى بلاد الإسلام إما لقلة المال أو لصعوبة الأمر أو أي أمر آخر فهنا يجب عليه أولا أن لا ينوي بقلبه الإقامة في بلاد الكفر ثم ثانيا متى استطاع الهجرة إلى بلاد المسلمين فعل ذلك مباشرة إذا ما كان عنده أي حاجة في من عمل أو نحو في تلك البلاد الأمر الثالث ما دام أنه يقيم شعائر دينه ويأمن على نفسه وعلى أولاده من الفتنة فيعني هذا أخف بإذن الله ولكن كما سبق لا ينوي الإقامة الأبدية
نعم So the Sheikh, he said that first what is upon them is so even in this situation they should not intend to stay in that land forever the mere intention that they should not intend, have the intention to live and die in this country. Secondly, whenever it becomes easy for them, if Allah makes a way for them to migrate, then they should take that and migrate. And then he said, thirdly, in regards to the situation that they are able to, Afwan, he said that they should migrate, and they can obviously complete whatever they have to do in that land, such as trading and business and the likes of it, but they do not intend to stay forever. And then whenever Allah makes it easy for them to migrate, they migrate. And then he said thirdly, that so long as they are able to establish Islam, then their situation is less than those who are not. Yani the situation is less in this situation. However, they still have to make the intention that at some point, if they are able, to leave. Yesterday there was a question about a person who goes to the, or he wants to advise someone who goes to a masjid in which there is a grave. And there was an additional question in relation to this about the person who goes to the grave or to the masjid in which there is a grave. He has a doubt and he says that he does not intend to worship the grave or the one in the grave, but he simply goes to that place to pray the jama'ah, to establish the salah, and that there are no other masjids in this place, in this village or this land where he's able to pray. Yani all the masjids, they have a grave of some sort. أمس كان في بالنسبة للسؤال اللي كان في قبر في المسجد كان في سؤال متعلق بها أو به أن هناك شبهة أن هذا الرجل يقول هو لا ينوي يعني هو لا يعتقد هو لا يقصد عبادة من في القبر ما يقصد عبادة القبر وإنما يقصد أن يصلي الجماعة وليس هناك مسجد آخر بدون قبر.
يعني هو الآن يقول بالنسبة للسؤال الذي بالأمس حول الصلاة في المسجد الذي فيه قبر، يقول أنا لا أنوي بالصلاة الصلاة لهذا القبر وإنما أنوي الصلاة لله. أولا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن الصلاة إلى القبر، فسواء يعني هذا النهي عام. ثم أنت إذا نويت الصلاة في المسجد للقبر والتعلق بالقبر هذا شرك، أما الأول هذا حرام يفسد عليك صلاتك. نعم.
So then the Sheikh, he said that first this person, he should know that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he prohibited praying towards the qabr. So this is also obviously included in that prohibition, so therefore the salah is not correct. And he said, as for someone intending to pray towards the grave or worshipping the grave itself, then this is shirk. Someone who intends to worship the grave or the person in the grave, then this is shirk. And as for someone who intends to pray sincerely to Allah, but he prays in a masjid in which there is a grave, then this is haram.
Al-adhan, khalas, okay. Come back al-adhan. طيب بعد خمس الصلاة في شيء ولا خلاص؟ بعد الصلاة في شيء ولا خلاص؟
After صلاة العشاء, do you want to continue or leave it till tomorrow?
شيخ عبد الله, الشيخ عادل اتفقت معه على بكرة ما كلمته, احتمال إن شاء الله كبير الشيخ عادل كلمة أو محاضرة لي بعد المغرب أو بعد العشاء, يعني نخبرهم إن شاء الله, وإن شاء الله نحاول نطلب من الشيخ محمد جلسة خاصة للإخوة إذا عندهم أسئلة يسألوه بعد الدرس
إن شاء الله
بإذن الله.
جزاك الله خير. طيب, so the Sheikh, he just said quickly that tomorrow inshallah ta'ala we'll obviously we have the class of Sheikh Muhammad Bazmul in Awali, and Sheikh Adil Mansour, he is here from Riyadh, so we will try inshallah ta'ala to bring him perhaps after Maghrib or after Isha, and we're trying to arrange with him inshallah so he can also give a lecture or a small talk inshallah, just a small talk, so for the benefit of the brothers. And the Sheikh, he said that he will try inshallah ta'ala to speak to his brother Sheikh Muhammad Bazmul to have a sitting for the brothers for any questions and answers inshallah ta'ala. Naam, inshallah. So he said that inshallah we will confirm later on, inshallah we'll confirm.
الله يرحمه في هذه المسألة طيب ولا ترجمه سريعا. سئل الشيخ بن باز رحمه الله تعالى هل تصح الصلاة في المساجد التي يوجد فيها قبور.
So the Sheikh, he said that he will read a fatwa regarding what was just asked previously. He said, this is a fatwa from Sheikh bin Baz. Is the salah accepted or is the salah valid in a masjid in which there is a grave?
قال رحمه الله المساجد التي فيها قبور لا يصلى فيها.
Sheikh said that the masajid which contain graves are not to be prayed in.
ويجب أن تنبش القبور وينقل رفاتها إلى المقابر العامة.
He said, and it is obligatory to remove these graves from the masajid and to place the bodies or the remnants in the graves, the Muslim graveyards.
هنا ننبه إلى أن هذا ينبغي أن يكون من غير إحداث فتنة.
And the Sheikh, he says that we just want to note that this is, it should be done in a way that it does not cause fitna or some kind of problem or trial.
قال ولا يجوز أن يبقى في المساجد قبور.
He said, and it is not allowed for the graves to remain in the masjid.
لا قبر ولي ولا غيره.
He said, not the grave of a saint or other than him.
لأن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى وحذر من ذلك.
Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم forbade and warned against this.
ولعن اليهود والنصارى على عملهم ذلك.
And the Prophet ﷺ, he cursed the Jews and the Christians for doing such.
إلى أن قال فنهى عن اتخاذ القبور مساجد عليه الصلاة والسلام.
Until he said, so the Messenger of Allah ﷺ prohibited taking the qubur, the graves, as places of worship, as masajid.
ولعن من فعل ذلك وأخبر أنهم شرار الخلق.
And he cursed whoever did that, and he informed that they are the worst of the creation.
فالواجب الحذر من ذلك.
So it is obligatory to beware of this and to warn against this.
ومعلوم أن كل من صلى عند قبر فقد اتخذه مسجدا.
He said, and it is known that whoever prays towards a grave or at a grave, then he has taken it as a masjid.
قال لأنه إذا صلى في مسجد فيه قبور فقد يزين له الشيطان دعوة الميت أو الاستغاثة به.
He said, because if he prays in a place where there's a grave, then the shaitan, he may inspire to him or trick him into thinking that the one in the grave, the dead person in the grave, can help him or benefit him or aid him or answer his call. So.
ثم ذكر قضية إنه المسجد النبوي إن يعني صحيح أنه ليس فيه قبر. قبر خارج المسجد.
نعم. And then he mentioned the issue of the Prophet's masjid صلى الله عليه وسلم. That the what is correct about the Prophet's masjid is that it does not contain the grave of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and that in reality that part of the masjid is actually out. Now.